I'd like to appreciate being here this morning. Appreciate the opportunity the Lord's give us. Be back in the house of the Lord. Thankful for the singing and the service we've had thus far. Just ask you to pray for us just a few minutes. Might be able to get ourselves out of the way. Do that, we feel the Lord's laid on our hearts. If you want to read with us this morning, I'm going to read some out of the book of Jude. Book of Jude. Book of Jude, we're going to start with the first verse. Jude, the servant of Jesus Christ, and brother of James, to them that are sanctified by God the Father, and preserved in Jesus Christ and Paul. Mercy unto you and peace and love be multiplied. Beloved, when I gave all diligence to write unto you of the common salvation, it was needful for me to write unto you and exhort you that you should earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints. For there are certain men crept in unawares, who were before of old ordained to this condemnation, ungodly men turning the grace of our Lord, our God, into the lasciviousness and denying the only Lord God and our Lord Jesus Christ. I will therefore put you in remembrance, though you once knew this, how that the Lord, having saved the people out of the land of Egypt, afterward destroyed them that believed not. And the angels which kept not their first estate, but left their own habitation, he hath reserved in everlasting chains under darkness unto the judgment of the great day. Even as Sodom and Gomorrah and the cities about them in like manner, giving themselves over to fornication and going after strange flesh, are set forth for an example, suffering the vengeance of eternal fire. Likewise also these filthy dreamers defile the flesh, despise dominion, and speak evil of dignities. Yet Michael the archangel, when contending with the devil, he disputed about the body of Moses, durst not bring against him a railing accusation, but said, the Lord rebuke thee. But these speak evil of those things which they know not, but what they know naturally as brute beast, in those things they corrupt themselves. Woe unto them, for they have gone in the way of Cain, and have ran greedily after the error of Balaam for reward. and perished in the gainsaying of Kore. These are spots in your feast of charity when they feast with you, feeding themselves without fear. Clouds they are without water, carried about of winds, trees whose fruit withereth, without fruit, twice dead, plucked up by the roots. Raging waves of the sea, foaming out their own shame, wandering stars to whom is reserved a blackness of darkness forever. And Enoch also, the seventh from Adam, prophesied of these, saying, Behold, the Lord cometh with 10,000 of his saints, to execute judgment upon all, and to convince all that are ungodly among them of all their ungodly deeds which they have ungodly committed, and of all their hard speeches which ungodly sinners have spoken against him. These are murmurers, complainers, walking after their own lust, and their mouth speaketh great swelling words, having men's persons in admiration because of advantage. But, beloved, remember ye the words which were spoken before of the apostles of our Lord Jesus Christ, how that they told you there should be mockers in the last time, who shall walk after their own ungodly lust. These be they who separate themselves, sensual, having not the Spirit. But ye, beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost, keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. And of some have compassion, making a difference, and others save with fear, pulling them out of the fire, hating even the garment spotted by the flesh. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen. Now, maybe correct the reading. That's reading the book of Jude. It's only one chapter. A lot in this chapter, as we well know, most of you, if you'll take that of the second Peter, and I believe it is the second chapter or the third chapter, second chapter, I believe, just about reads word for word as that of Jude. And I know that there's a lot of things in here that maybe people don't like hearing anymore, but I felt it necessary to read the book to you this morning. Now, you pray for just a minute. We'll try our best to get ourselves out of the way and just deliver that we feel the Lord has laid on our hearts. The Bible says here, and just a simple message this morning nonetheless, but it's what we have, so you bear with us. And the very first verse says, Jude, the servant of Jesus Christ. Jude, the servant of Jesus Christ. I want to talk to us this morning, the Lord being our helper, for just a few minutes, my friend, about what kind of servant are we? What kind of servant are we? The Bible says here, and that I read unto you, Jude was truthfully, my friend, wanted to begin talking to the people, letting them know that he was the servant of the Lord Jesus Christ. And brethren, it's very important this morning that people know who, what kind of a servant you are. And unto whom are you the servant? The Bible teaches us, my friend, that as many of us that yield our members, if you'll yield yourself unto the Lord, then ye shall be a servant unto the Lord. But if ye yield yourselves unto the world, you'll be a servant of the world. And there's nothing, my friend, in this world more confusing to people than knowing who you serve. There's a lot of things today. You say, preacher, we're living in a time when it don't mean much who we serve. Brethren, you're living in a time where people say that it don't mean much whom you serve. But brethren, it means everything unto whom you serve. What kind of servant are ye? What kind? Brethren, are you a good servant? My friend, are you an evil servant? You're one or the other. There is no gray area. Brethren, you're good either for him or either you're against him. My friend, one or the other. That's just the way it works. You say, preacher, I really don't know whether I believe God or not. Well, the fact of it is, you don't believe him. Brethren, there ain't no thinking. Brethren, when you think you don't, brethren, you don't today. Just how simple it is. Brethren, but the scripture said here, and that Jude said, he said, Jude, a servant, huh? A servant. Brethren, it degrades a lot of people to let you know that they're a servant to anybody. But brethren, you're serving somebody somewhere all the time. Yes, you are. Somebody's over you. Somebody's above you. Brethren, the Bible teaches us that our thoughts and the Lord's thoughts ain't even close. His is so much higher than ours. My friend, and if you're a servant unto God, brethren, it means you're under him. Yes, sir. Servant. Sir, you know, it's good to be a servant. It really is. It's good to be a servant. You know what the Lord said unto his own disciples after the Passover, brethren, had ended? He said, I, then your Lord and Master, have washed your feet. You ought to also wash one another's feet. Ain't that what he said? Brethren, he showed them what a servant's heart, what a servant's heart, my friend, was. What a servant's heart was. There's a lot of folks that wants the high seat. Yes, sir. Brethren, I want everything here. Now I want everybody under me. Brethren, if you ain't got a servant's heart, brethren, you'll not be a good leader today. You'll never make it. No, sir. You gotta know what it is to be a servant. Brethren, God's had servants. Men's had servants. God still has servants. I believe he's got men and women alike that'll serve him today. Yes, sir. You may think today, why, preacher, I'm serving him right now. You don't come to the house of God to serve him. No, sir, you don't come, my friend, to be a servant. My friend, you come to honor and to praise him, my friend. That's what you're here for. Yes, sir. You say, preacher, I just come so you preachers have somebody to preach to. My friend, I'll be quite frank with you. You might be more of a hindrance than you are a help. And I'm not trying to get rid of you. You listen to me. My friend, I believe with all my heart. I really do. My friend, it takes a servant's heart to understand the love of God this morning. They sang that song, The Love of God. The last verse of it, my friend, was written on the walls of an asylum. According to what it says there, by a man, my friend, that was in there to, in other words, his mind would write. That's what they said, my friend. But he told us about the love of God, my friend. You know what they said about Paul, my friend, when he got before the governor and before he went before the hierarchy? Said, Paul, you're mad. Paul, you're beside yourself. You don't know what you're saying. Brother, he gave him his testimony of what God had done for him. I'm going to be honest with you. My friend, it helped some of you to give you testimony. Did you know that? It would. You say, preacher, you mean to preach to us like this. My friend, Jude was a servant. Brother, it don't hurt us to be a servant this morning. It helped most of us. Yes, it would. It'd help us to remember, thank God, from whence we were. From the place that he saved us from. Yes, sir, where he brought us from. You don't know, brother, how much trouble God brought you out of this morning just by saving you. Yes, sir. Years on end, my friend, it's the best way to live. Yes, it is. It's the best way to live. They sung the song, my friend, on what day of the week? You say, preacher, I can't remember the day of the week. It doesn't matter where you remember it or not. Thank God he saved you. Brother, on one day, just stand up, my friend. Thank the good Lord. I don't know this morning. I'll be quite frank with you. My friend, they were a large portion, my friend, of folks that knows better than what they're doing. Do you know that? Yes, they are. They absolutely know better. How many times have you heard a parent say, my friend, I raised them better. I raised them a different way. I showed them a different way. Brother, just become a servant like the rest of us and enjoy the goodness of God. Do you know what the Queen of Sheba said when she went down to Solomon? And she went down there. She went down there because she had heard some things. And she got down there. She couldn't believe what she saw. No, sir, couldn't believe. Said even the servants, brethren, are happy. Ain't nothing wrong with being a happy servant today. There's something, my friend, about being a servant. Yes, they are. I don't know about you. Brethren, there is a servant that went up to Jerusalem for Candace, the queen. And brethren, he got up there, and I've often wondered, the scripture don't really say. But I'll say this, he heard something. He heard something, my friend, while he was up there. That brethren, he wanted to know more about. Was it not? He wanted to know. He was the servant of the queen. But brethren, he wanted to know what the scriptures really meant. Brethren, folks get to the place they want to know what the scripture really means, my friend, you'll see a difference. Did you know that? You'll see a difference, my friend, not only the world around you, you'll see a difference in the house of God. Brethren, it can't help but to come out. The Bible says that old Philip was over there sort of in a revival. His old fire, things was happening. Some of you might not can testify to that, but I've been able to testify to that just a little sometime. But the Bible said, my friend, that Philip, the Spirit wooed him, and he went down there, found himself there in a desert. Huh? Found him there in a desert. But you know what he found out there in that desert? He found one! Thank God, one! Thank God that needed some help. That wanted some understanding. Yes, sir? A weak and open eunuch. Yeah? Bible said he drawed himself near to the chariot. He saw that he had the book open. Must have had it open. He said, understandest what thou readest. He said, how can I except some man show me? Brethren, it hadn't been revealed unto him. You know that? It hadn't been revealed unto him. All he had was the Old Testament. Yes, sir, and they got the reading out of that Old Testament. And brethren, Philip took the same scripture and preached in Jesus this morning. Yes, sir. Went a little further, and there was some water, was they not? He asked old Philip about being baptized, and he said, "Does thou believe?" He said, "I believe." He said, "Then we'll baptize. We go a little further with this." Yes, sir. Glory! Glory! What I got this morning. Brother, you can be a good servant of God, and God bless you this morning. Yes, he will. Yes, he will. You're some kind of servant. You are a servant unto them to whom you obey. Yes, you are. Brother, there's some characters. There's some things that comes with being a good servant. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. They some attitudes. Brother, not only that, brethren, there's some good things that God's got for you. Just be a good servant. Abraham had a servant. Abraham told his servant, he said, you go down yonder. He said, and you get and bring back Isaac a wife. Yes, sir. Why didn't Abraham go? He sent his servant. Can I tell you something? Can I honestly tell you something this morning? Why didn't Jesus just come back down here? He sent his servant. Glory to God! And he ain't never gonna leave you this morning. He sent the comforter. Did he not? Yes, sir. He come on business. He come to do something. Brethren, and he's done it down through the ages of time, and he's still doing it. Brethren, he's still capable. He's still able. And brethren, if you're in trouble, thank God he's still able to deliver you this morning. Yes, he is. But he took on the role of a servant. Yes, sir. You say, preacher, that's Jesus. You ain't going to separate them. Not going to separate them. But brethren, he done that of which he was supposed to do. And so has the Holy Spirit or the Holy Ghost, whichever you want to call it. Brethren, so has it done exactly what it's supposed to do today. Abraham's servant began to talk to Abraham, and he said, what if she won't come with me? Huh? How am I going to find one? What if she won't come with me? He said, well, if she don't come with you, said the oath will be null. It'll be void. Don't worry about it. In other words, don't worry about it. You're the servant. You've done exactly what I asked you to do. Ain't that a good servant? Huh? Isn't it good? Isn't it good just to have folks just to do what you asked them to do? Yes, it is. It tells what kind of servant you are. Do you know that? People, I'm just going to say this, and I can't help it. I just can't help it. Brethren, if you're a Christian, you cannot hide it. Do you know that? If you're a Christian, you cannot hide it. You don't have to wear a badge. No, sir. You don't have to wear a nameplate. You don't have to wear a guru. You don't have to wear anything. You don't have to put a cross on. Let people know, brother, they'll give them some biggins. Hang them around that neck. Yeah. Drop them down from them ears. Yes, they will. Yes, they will. Thank God and tell you, brethren, that's what it's talking about. That I'm a Christian. Thank God if you're really a servant of Christ, you can't hide it this morning. Amen. No, you can't. You can't hide it. It'll show. Yes, sir, it'll show. What did they tell Peter? Peter, you're one of them. Yeah. He said, I don't know him. Yeah, I don't know him. Another asked him over, and he said, I wouldn't with him. Huh? Then a little damsel come by, and she said, I know that thou art one of them. Because thy speech betrayeth thee. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Something will tell on you. Absolutely. Something will tell on you. You don't have to open your mouth. my friend. No, you don't. You say, preacher, I got to tell them. You don't have to open your mouth to let people know that you're a servant of God. Brethren, I'll guarantee you it'll show. It will. It'll come out. It'll come out. Anyway, y'all know the scripture. Abraham's servant come home with a wife, didn't he? Yes, sir. He come home with a wife, Isaac a wife. Yes, he did. Brethren, they's servants. Servants. And there are servants. Yes, sir. They're servants of God. They're servants of the Lord Jesus Christ. You say, preacher, I don't want to be a servant. My friend, you'll never absolutely get anything from the Lord until you humble yourself before Him. Thank God and let Him be all in all in your life today. You'll have to love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, all thy soul, all thy mind, and all thy strength. Yes, sir. All. A-double-L. You say, preacher, I don't know that I can do that. My friend, that's what's going to be required of you. Yes, sir, it's all. Preacher, you ain't going to get many like that. There ain't many people willing to give all. My friend, the truth of it is, if you're really a servant of the Lord Jesus Christ, my friend, you ain't going to worry. Thank God about tomorrow. Your master's got tomorrow in his hand. You'll trust him. Naaman had leprosy. Little maid servant. Little maid servant over there told master's wife, said, I would to God the master go see the man of God. Said he could cure him. He can help him with that of his leprosy. Bible said that when she told Naaman gathered up some raiments, changes of raiments, and some gold and some silver. Yes, sir, and he headed out over. And he got over and got to the king and said, here it is, said, I need help. Yeah, pretty much what he said. Bible said that king rent his clothes. He said, who am I? My God? Huh? What can I do for you? And then there was somebody around there, my friend, that heard what he had done. He said, you need to go see Elisha, the servant of God. Yeah, man of God. Bible says he got over there. Brethren, Naaman come to Elisha's place that Elisha sent his servant out. Did he not? Sent his servant out. Now, I'm going to tell you, my friend, you can get in the wrong pew. Do you know that? Yes, you can. I don't know how long Jehazi had been with him, but he had been with him quite a while. He had been a pretty good servant. Yes, he had. The Bible says that he went out there and he told Naaman, he said, Naaman, he said, go down yonder to Jordan, dip 7 times. And said, thy leprosy will be healed. Yeah, 7 times in Jordan. And thy leprosy will be healed. You know what Naaman done? He got tore up. Yeah. Yes, he did. It didn't sit well with him. He didn't like it. He thought that somebody ought to come out and clap their hands. Do something. Yeah. Yes, sir. Healed. Yes, sir. That's what he thought. He said, I thought the man of God would have come out. I thought he'd have waved his hands. Yes, sir. I thought he'd have done something and healed me. Got very rough. He said, are not the rivers down home a lot better than this old muddy Jordan? Yes, sir. It's what he said. Some of his own servants told him, said, Naaman, said, if he had asked thee a hard thing, said, would you not done it? Huh? Wouldn't you just done it if it asked you a hard thing? Bible says that Naaman went down to Jordan. Now, I'm going to tell you something. They got songs about it and all such as this. I don't know altogether what your theory is, but I believe when he come up the sixth time, he is just as much a leopard as he was the first. Yes, sir. But I believe when he dipped that seventh time, he come out of there, my friend, he is cleansed. Yes, sir, he is cleansed. You know why some folks never get cleansed? Brother, they don't go all the way, brother, with God this morning. No, sir, they don't go, brethren, as far as they should. You say, preacher, you're judging us. I'm just telling you. Some folks, my friends, stayed in the altar till they felt better. And I'm going to tell you, when they got up, they felt better. Yes, sir, they felt better. Why, preacher, they said they're saved. I can't help it. I'm just going to preach what I got this morning. I can't help it this morning. Some folks, my friend, just ain't never got what they say they got. Preacher, we really don't like this kind of preaching. I'm going to be honest with you. When Naaman come out there that seventh time, him being whole, being made whole, he didn't care about the man of God. He didn't care who told him. Huh? It worked. Huh? He come whole. He come clean. Had never been clean, my friend. That's what's wrong with a lot of folks. Just ain't never got all the dirt off of them. Preacher, there's something wrong with you. Bible said that they offered some raiment. They offered the gold and offered the silver. And the man of God said, not so. Not so. Did he not? Bible said in just a little while, said old Jehazi left. The servant left. Still talking about servant. Yeah. It wound up, my friend, Jehazi wound up in foul shape. Yeah. Yes, sir. Yeah. He wound up in foul shape. He is the servant of Elisha. And brethren, he had to see the miracles that Elisha had done. He had to see. But he got to thinking, he said, how can this man just come down here and get made whole and said not give anything? I'll go down there. He went. Yes, sir. Snuck out of the house. Yes, he did. You say, preacher, what does that mean? I'll tell you in a minute. Brethren, he didn't let Elisha know where he was headed. He didn't say one thing. He went out down through there and he told old Naaman, they said, yeah, the master's had a change of heart. Said he wants 20 garments and he wants this and that and another. No, Naaman give it to him. Did he not? Then here come the servant. Yes, sir. Come, here he come. Huh? Old Elisha called for him. And Elisha says, did not my heart go with thee when thou left the house? Did not my heart go with you? He said, that of which you've done, he said, that leprosy that was on Naaman shall not leave your house. Yes, sir, shall not leave. It'll come upon you. Brother, that it'll never leave your house. Brother, you don't want to live that kind of a servant life. You hear me? What kind of servant are we? Huh? What kind of a servant? Old David down there, David and Jonathan's heart was knit together. Most certainly was. The Bible says that, brethren, they loved each other. You can get trouble a lot of times these days talking about such as this, but brethren, the scripture tells you there's nothing ugly about it. The Bible says their souls was knit together. No, Saul had done become jealous because David was fixing to take the reins. Yes, sir. And David said at Saul's table. Yes, sir. Go and read it. And brother, the Bible said that David had told Jonathan, he said, I'm not coming. I'm not coming. I'm not going to be there. And they got something together. And they said, well, he said, if he shoots the arrow and he says, go, I say, go yonder further. He said, he's against you. You're going to have to flee. He said, but if I say that come near, he said, everything's good. Yeah. Huh? Yeah. Everything's good. Yeah. Brethren, that day at the table, my friend Saul got angry with his own son, Jonathan. Yes, he did, because of David. Yes, sir. And Jonathan knowed that Saul's heart was out to get David. Yes, he was. But brethren, the Bible says, not just to go on. And then when they shot the arrow, I told him to go further. And the Bible says they come, they kissed each other and hugged each other and they left, departed. On down the road, my friend, in a battle one day, Jonathan died. So did Saul. But listen, as time had went on, Jonathan had a son by the name of Mephibosheth. Yes, sir. Mephibosheth. And brethren, his mother had took him down in Lodibar. Y'all know the scripture. I'm not going to get into all that. Brethren, the Bible said they was fleeing one day from that of a battle going on. And as they was fleeing, she dropped him and put him lame on his feet. Yes, sir. Crippled his feet. Amen. Crippled him up. Amen. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. But listen, I want you to know that God and David never did forget Jonathan. No, sir. Never did forget him. Bible said one day that David said, is there not one of Jonathan's that I might show honor and tribute unto? Yeah. Huh? Yeah. Yeah. Somebody found out that Mephibosheth was still living down there in Lodibar. Woo! Glory to God, just a servant! Thank God didn't have nothing! Brother, but God had mercy on him. Bible said that old David sent his men down there. He said, you go bring him home. Yeah. You go bring him home. Brethren, they got dinner and they began to talk to Mephibosheth. And he said, I'm just a servant. He said, I've got nothing. They said, yeah, but David's called for you. Brother, gonna put a place at the table. Thank God, God will take care of the servants. Yes, he will. Yes, he will. You don't think the Lord will sit you at the front seat? Huh? You what do you think the Lord done when he saved you? Huh? Did he not just set you right up at the table? Glory to God, set you down, fed you like you're somebody, and he ain't never left you this morning. No, he hadn't. No, he hadn't. Thank God the Bible says that Mephibosheth had a place at David's table the rest of his life. Huh? Brethren, when the Lord saves somebody, you know what? He normally does it forever. Yes! Yes! Thank God that's exactly what He wants to give you. This morning. But you know what you're going to have to do? You're going to have to become willing to be a servant. Time wouldn't permit me to preach this morning about the servants. But I can be honest, just as honest as I know how to be this morning. Brethren, as I started, what kind of servant are you? You know, it's not hard to figure out. I've made mention in my message. I'll ask them to come and get a verse of a song this morning. Jude. And you don't. You don't hear anything else out of Jude. You know that. Jude wrote in his book, he wrote one chapter. But did you know he told the people exactly where they live in? Exactly. And you know why he done that? Because Jude is the servant of Jesus Christ. The servant of Jesus Christ. And he give them exactly what Jesus give him. The word. The message. And brethren, I believe he give them opportunity to do something about their lifestyle. Do you know it comes on down in this book and it says some save with compassion. Some says having compassion, and of some have compassion making a difference. Listen. And others save with fear, pulling them out of the fire, hating even the garment spotted by the flesh. Hating even the garment spotted by the flesh. Do you not think, brethren, that God loves you? Do you not think this morning that God cares for you? Whether you have it or not, the Lord still has servants today. Yes, He does. Yes, He does. The truth of it is, when the Lord saves a man, woman, boy, or girl, He still gives them the opportunity to choose. If the Lord, He told Moses, if the Lord needed men and women that would just raise up and do His every command, He said, I'm able, these stones, to raise me up a generation. Well, He told Moses, I'm able. I'm able to raise them up. The real truth of it is, the Lord ain't a dictator. Do you know that? He's not. Well, preacher, He is. He's not. He's not a dictator. And the fact of it is, you're not a robot. Back in our day, we didn't have no electric anything. We had a lot of wind up. Huh? I broke a lot of springs. Broke a lot of rubber bands. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. But you could wind them things up and turn them loose and they'd go. You say, preacher, that's what he wants out of us. No, it ain't. No, it ain't. He wants you to humble your heart. Humble your heart to where you might be able to serve Him. Serve Him. A servant. Jude, a servant. Brother, the servant. He didn't say a. He said the servant. The servant. He's proud to be a servant. Proud to be the servant of God. You might not be too proud to be one of His. I don't know. And I believe that old Paul and Silas, and they got put in jail down there. When it was all said and done, they is glad that they was a servant of the Lord. They is glad. They had nowhere to go. They had nothing. They was in shackles. Were they not? In shackles. In the prison. Had a gatekeeper out there. Yes, sir. Just to be sure they didn't get out. Huh? But brethren, when the Lord passed by, my friend, the Bible says that the gatekeeper thought they was all gone. Did he not? Drawed his sword. And old Paul spoke up. He said, do thyself no harm. Said, we all here. Huh? We all here. He couldn't believe it. Brethren, but it wasn't long after that. Brother, that jailkeeper got saved and his whole household. They'd have never reached him anywhere else. You believe? They wouldn't have. They'd have never reached him anywhere else. What kind of a servant? What kind of a servant? Can we not be the servant of Jesus Christ? The servant of Jesus Christ. While we stand, sing a verse of some song.